Omar, how are you feeling? Are you in pain?
My leg no longer hurts.
Well, it was very infected from the leprosy. If your family hadn't brought you to me, you would have died.
Cabeceo! Really?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I had to remove your leg.
I know that, sir. It feels strange trying to move something that's not there.
I will get you a crutch that'll help you walk.
Thank you, Doctor.
Umar, if you had died, do you know where your spirit would have gone?
No, I don't.
This is the Bible. It's full of God's words to us. In this book, he tells us what happens when we die. Here, you can have it.
No. I can't read English. Do you have a Bible in my language?
Unfortunately, it hasn't been translated to Yolunka.
Okay, then. You tell me now where we go when we die.
Well, because of our bad heart, we are separated from God. So, when we die, we'll be in a terrible place without him forever. No matter how many good things we do, we can never earn our way back to God. But he loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to earth to die and take our punishment. Because of this gift of God, we can be forgiven and know for sure that we will live with him forever in a very good place.
Does this apply to everybody?
It applies to everyone who confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead.
How am I supposed to believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead? I know almost nothing about this Jesus.
Well, it's all in this book. If you'd like, I will read it to you.
Yes. Can you teach me how to read it for myself?
Sure I could, and I will.
Hey guys, this is Michelle, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's exciting episode of the Brinkman Adventures. I don't know about you, but I can still remember the first time I read all by myself. It was so exciting. Well, right now, Umar is trying to read for the first time. Let's join the doctor and him and see how it's going.
For God hates...
Hath?
Hath? Not giving us the sprites...
Spirit.
Spirits of fear,
good,
but of power. And of love.
Yes.
And of a sound. Sound mind.
Sound mind. That's great, Umar. That's great. Do you understand what you're reading?
No. Doctor, I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Well, it's okay. Hey, because you're a Christian, God's spirit lives in you.
Yes.
Yes. You no longer need to be afraid of people, of demons, or of death.
Yes.
Instead of fear, God's spirit gives you power. It gives you understanding.
How can I understand if I can't read?
You just read it.
No. I don't understand it. I'll never be able to read it for myself.
Oh, come on, Omar. Come on. Have a little faith, okay?
I read English like a baby. It's so hard for me. I wish there was a Bible in Yolunka.
Well, Umar, maybe one day there will be. Maybe the Lord will use you to accomplish this task.
Impossible.
Can you pray?
Yes.
Well, start asking God to send a translator.
Now this I would do. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the world. Throughout. What's a throughout? Someday. Someday I will read this. Right, Lord? Oh no, no.
Uma!
Brother, the rebels?
Yes, in the village. We need to go now.
What about the doctor? Is he okay?
I don't think so. The clinic is burning.
Hey, yeah, Abby, oh, no, no, why?
Where's your crutch?
It's broken. What? He was going to give me a new one today.
How did you get here?
I crawled.
We need to go now. Come, I carry you.
No, I will only slow you down. They will catch both of us.
Oh, brother, I cannot leave you.
It's okay. I'll hide in the bush. You must go now. You must go.
Okay, okay. I will come back for you when it is safe.
This is Greg Johnson.
Greg, this is Mark Roberts.
Oh, hey, Mr. Roberts.
Now, you still suffering in Paris?
You know.
I'm in a village in West Africa. They had a church here years ago, but nothing now. The believers have been praying and fasting for 40 days, asking God to send a translator to help them. I immediately thought of you guys.
Wow.
I'll send the information that I have on them. I think you need to start praying about this.
We'll do that, sir. You guys comfortable?
After traveling for 2 solid days, I think I could be comfortable anywhere.
How about you, Mikey?
I like it. It's like camping.
That's because there's no roof. And Greg, I'm going to need a door on the outhouse.
I know. It's the first thing on my list.
What is that?
I have no idea. Yabi, it's late. Can I help you?
When I was a young man, the missionaries would blow this horn when it's time for church.
It's nearly midnight. Why are you blowing it now?
It's time for church. We have our pastor. And so now you preach.
What? Now?
Snowball, I've got to carry you. There are wild animals around here. I know. I wish I could let you walk. Someone's camping in that little grass hut. Wow, this is cool. I think I hear something. Snowball, we need to get out of here. Come on.
Hey! No!
You coming to bed?
I'm not getting anywhere on this translating, Lisa. Am I keeping you awake?
No, I can't sleep. That baby never stops crying. I hear everything around us.
I'm sorry, the roof's another thing on the list. I'll get to it one of these days.
One of these days?
Hey, Dad. Today, when Snowball and I went for a walk, we went down the logging trail.
You didn't go too far, did you?
Not very.
What'd you see?
We found this cool little camp. There's a guy living in it.
What?
He's only got one leg, Dad. He was crawling on the ground.
Oh, my.
Did you talk to him?
No. He scared me.
What's the cat chasing?
Nothing. She's in bed with me.
Are you making that scratching sound?
No. It's not me.
Greg, what is that?
No way. Mikey. Come here, quick.
What?
It's a battle.
Oh, that's cool. Mammoth spider versus giant cockroach. Snowball wants to get in on the fight.
Welcome to Africa.
Embrace it, honey.
Hey. Who's that?
Hey.
Ah, I see you, boy. Right there in the trees. You're the one I caught scratching around in my camp like a little bird monkey. Next time, I'll catch you.
Are you hungry?
Do you think I like eating cassava roots all day? Am I hungry? What kind of cruel question is that?
I brought you food.
You brought me food?
Yes, some of our leftovers.
Well, come and join me, please. Sit down. Why you do this?
I thought you might need some food.
Thank you. Oh, I have not had bread for many months. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy daily bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Mikey.
Umar. So good. So good.
Are you a Christian, Umar?
Yes. See, I have Bible right here. I carry it everywhere I go.
You can read it?
No, not really. But it is a Bible.
Then how did you learn about Jesus?
A good doctor.
Oh, cool. My parents are missionaries. They're here to translate the Bible.
Eh? What did you say, boy?
My parents are missionaries.
No. The other part.
They're translating the Bible?
Into what language?
Yalunka.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
How long have you been here?
For about a year.
I cannot believe this. I have been praying for a Bible in the Yalunka language. I have been fasting, and God has heard. I am so happy. Can you get me a Yalunka Bible?
No, it's not done. And it's not going so well.
What is the problem?
Mostly the baby next door.
A next door baby is problem?
We haven't been getting much sleep lately. Our roof is open, so we hear it cry all night. It's making Mom and Dad really crabby.
Umar will take this problem to the Lord.
What happened to your leg?
Rolling down trail, the leg got caught in hole, and it just popped up.
Really?
No, leprosy. I get sick with leprosy. My leg became infected. The doctor saved my life by cutting it off.
Why do you live here in the jungle? Where's your family?
Rebels come and raid village. Everybody run. I couldn't run. I hide. For many days, rebels lived in my village. I crawled past them to the water hole at night.
Did they catch you?
Did they catch me? If they catch me, I will not be here now, would I?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel safe in my village. My family didn't come back, so I crawled like a snake. Crawled many, many days and crossed border into this country. Now I hide here.
Oh. I need to get going. We have a church meeting tonight. You should come.
Oh, no. Thank you. But not safe for Umar.
Why isn't it safe?
Not my tribe. I cannot trust. They may try to kill me.
The people there are nice.
No, not safe. Enough talk. You bring bread next time?
Sure. I'll come back again sometime soon.
I would like that.
Here, hon. I'm not doing much good.
Thank you, miss. He never stops crying. I am getting so very tired.
I can relate. Trust me. I wish I knew what to tell you. Really.
Thank you for trying to help, Sha. I think I'll go now.
Craig, it seems like everything we're doing is failing here.
It's okay. You did your best.
It's not okay. I haven't gotten a full night's sleep for weeks, and neither have you. You're exhausted. This isn't working.
Greg, sorry it took me a week to respond. Is something wrong?
It's not going very well, sir.
What's the problem?
We're making some progress, but it's been a year and I still haven't gotten the roof done. Lisa and I are... Well, we're not... We're really struggling, sir.
Greg, the first year is always tough.
I know, that's what they say, but... We're feeling pretty isolated out here.
Greg? Hello? Are you still there?
How's it coming, Mikey?
I'm almost done, Dad.
Here, let's see it. straps look really good. I think it'll work. Oh, looks like we're getting another rainstorm.
Greg!
What?
Greg, I've had it. Look at this. My house is getting soaked. Look at our bed. It's the third time this week.
I paid them, Lisa. I can't help it. They took our money but never delivered. I'm doing my best between this and the translation.
I know you're doing your best, Greg. That's the problem. This is impossible. There's no roof, no door. I can't. I have no privacy, and you're never around.
Well, I'm done trying, Lisa. I don't want to do this anymore.
And I want to go home. I don't care what you do. I'm leaving.
Hey.
Mikey?
Mikey and Snowball.
It's good to see both of you.
I have something for you.
Something for me?
Here, it's almost done.
What is this, young friend?
It's a wooden leg. My dad helped me. See? You strap it on right here.
Would you look at that? I'm walking. Mars walking. I'm running. I'm running.
Maybe you shouldn't run with it.
Thank you many times over, Mikey.
You're welcome.
Mikey, look at me. Something is wrong.
I think we're leaving. My mom and dad were fighting. My mom wants to go home.
I'm so sorry, Mikey.
They don't know I'm here. I should go.
Omar will pray.
She can take care of herself. I'll just live in this jungle. I'm working my tail off. Can't she see that? It's not just my mission. You called her too. Why is it all up to me? Ugh, stupid gnats. Crawling on my nose, and my ears, and my eyes. Gnat juice all over me. I'm going to get eaten by something. I'm lost. Lord. Umar?
Yes? This is Umar.
Thank goodness.
What are you doing out here?
I'm quitting, Umar. I've had enough.
Mr. Johnson, I have been asking God for a Yalunka Bible. Then you came. I know God will help you finish.
I'm already finished. Goodbye, Umar.
Lord, I don't understand. Why would you send him if you knew he would quit? I have been praying for them every day, Lord. This makes no sense. Okay, Father. Tomorrow I will go into the village and talk to the Johnsons.
What are you doing there? You stay out of their house. Do you hear me?
Is this where the white missionaries live?
Hey, you're that one-legged man who lived in the woods.
Where are they? I need to talk to them.
Well, they already left. Last night I heard them fighting, and when I came this morning, all their things were gone. They packed their truck and drove away.
Where did they go?
Probably back to America.
Oh no, I'm too late.
It's colder here.
That's because we're in the mountains. Do you understand why we came here, Mikey?
Yeah. to pray and ask God to help us.
You're right. Why don't you take Snowball into the cabin with her cage and litter box?
Yes, sir.
Something's not right, Greg.
What is it?
I'm feeling kind of weird, sort of dizzy.
Do you need help getting out?
Maybe.
"103? Lisa, you're burning up. Here. Does this feel good?
Yes. Thanks.
Dad?
In here. With Mom.
What are these?
They look like little blueberries, but don't eat them.
Uh-oh.
What?
I already did.
How many did you eat?
Lots.
Just now?
I've been eating them since we got here.
Do you feel all right?
No. My stomach hurts, and it's making funny noises.
Oh, Mikey!
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Dad, I'm gonna...
Run to the bathroom! Here, Mikey, take a drink. Good son. Honey, you need to drink too. Please. Lisa. Wake up, honey. Oh, God. Snowball, no! Snowball! Come back. God, I'm lost. And I can't find you. Please, come find me. I'll wait for you. Jesus, Son of David. Have mercy on me. Did you eat your strawberries this morning?
I can't even look at berries.
Mikey, I'm so sorry about Snowball.
It's okay, Dad. Maybe she found another kid who needs her.
Greg, thank you for all you did for us.
You're my family. And I love you.
Look, guys, we're almost home.
You're right.
We went up there to pray. Could we at least say a prayer now?
Good idea.
Lord, you know we planned on spending all week with you in prayer. I guess we sort of did, but not the kind of praying we had anticipated. Thank you for sparing Lisa and Mikey.
And thank you for a loving husband who modeled your love as he took such good care of us.
Thank you for being our strength when we couldn't go on.
Yes, you are our refuge and our strength.
Lord, you're faithful and you never quit on us. We promise not to quit on what you called us to do. From now on, we're going to do this work in your strength, based on prayer.
We're home.
Who is that? On our porch.
Umar?
I thought you said he would never come to the village. What's he doing here?
I have no idea.
Umar!
You are back! Mr. Johnson, I thought you left.
What are you doing here, Umar?
I think God wanted me to come here. I want to help you translate.
Okay, this verse is done. I've translated it from English to Yolunka. Now we need to test the translation. So you read it in Yolunka and then explain it to me in English.
Okay. This says that on the sixth day, God created man and also the lame animals.
Lame animals? Wait, how did you come up with that?
Right here. God created the animals that creep on the ground, lame animals.
Okay, I guess I can see how you arrived at that. Okay, we'll need to work on this one some more.
Greg and Lisa continued to work faithfully on the Yolunka Bible with the help the Lord supplied. On February 3rd, 2013, God answered Umar's prayer, and the Yolunka people finally received the Bible in their mother tongue. And that night, for the first time, Umar had access to the entire Bible in the language he understood best.
Allah Ta'ala dunye ngirin birin yito Umar. Aha na monenfi. Na haye bon ye mumelugu aha.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode entitled Translating Trouble. While some portions of the story are fictitious, Translating Trouble was inspired by the lives of Greg and Rebecca Pruitt, who serve with Pioneer Bible Translators. To find out more, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.